Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on Instagram. Check them out on Twitter. Also, their launch is January 1st, so their website's going to be up. You can order stuff. They got bracelets. They got shirts. They got a whole ton of cool, as the kids call it, swag. So go over there and check it out. They're helping out Lousy Weather Media. They're helping out Leota. And now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read. Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Oh, man, it's been a while. How you been?
Well, yeah. What? It's been like a million years.
Yeah, it's been like a whole week. I'm actually gone right now. This is insane.
We're in the past. You're not in town.
Okay, yeah, I'm not. So, I am currently on the road with Leota. Hopefully we haven't died in a van crash.
Shut up.
I'm just saying. This would be weird if we did, though, right?
Can I shuffle these cards that are in my hand?
Oh, yeah, if you want to. Wait, no, it's kind of loud. I already shuffled anyways. And I looked at the top four, so please don't. No, I'm kidding. So Tony and I are going to play a game because we didn't want you to go a week without us.
I shuffled.
I know you did. I saw. Now I'm going to lose. I had all the answers memorized. Okay, so basically it's a trivia game. And what we'll do is I'll pick up the card and I'll read it. And then if you guess it without the answer, you put it in one pile. It's multiple choice. Four choices.
Okay.
If I don't give you the choices, you get 2 points. If I have to give you the choices, you get it 1 point. If you don't get it at all, we discard. Will be in the middle. On the right side will be the 2 point cards. Left side, one.
Okay.
Do we understand the rules?
Yeah. Do I look at any of these ever?
Not
until
mine.
I pick them up?
Yeah, you just look at it when we pick them up. You'll ask me the question, you'll know the answers, and then I will give you the thing. Hold on, we got a Rochambeau real quick to see who goes first. Ready?
What's that?
Rochambeau?
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors. What are you, dumb?
What? I'm not. Whatever, dude.
Okay,
I'm from Europe.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Fuck. All right. Paper wrapped rock. Tony was paper. Go ahead, Tone. You got the first question. Or I can ask you. It's up to you.
Shut up.
You're asking first. Okay.
Okay. The story of the film The Aviator was based on the life of...
Okay, I need the answers.
Buzz Aldrin.
Mm-hmm.
John F. Kennedy.
No.
Howard Hughes.
No.
And Emmeline Pankhurst.
The first one?
No.
Fuck. What was it?
Howard Hughes.
Oh, fuck. The one I said no to?
Yeah.
That one
so
goes in the middle?
That's a dumb pile.
That's our discard pile. Yeah, okay. So,
yeah.
Everyone, you can play along at home. Oh, fuck off. In which Batman movie does Heath Ledger play the Joker?
It'd have to be The Dark Knight.
Yeah, that's your 2 point pile.
Cool.
The right side.
Yeah, the only pile.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Go in the whole okay. One.
In which continent is the Leonardo DiCaprio movie Blood Diamond set? Oh, you fucking dumbass idiot.
I think it's Africa, right?
Bingo.
All right, cool.
Right. Sorry. On. I just kind of instinctively was like, he's gonna fail.
Yeah. Blood Diamond was great. Yeah. So was The Dark Knight.
Sierra Leone.
We might discuss movies while we do this, or we might just play the game. Who knows? All right, you idiot. Ready? The movie Casablanca takes place during which global conflict?
Oh, shit balls. Continue the choices.
Okay. All right. The Iraq War.
No.
Good. Vietnam War.
No.
World War One or World War Two?
World War Two.
Yep. That goes in your dumb pile.
So one pointers?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go, yeah. One pointers will be on your...
Right.
Okay, right on. So I'm going to move this to the left then, because that's where the 2 pointers go. Your turn.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What two actors playing the rivaling music... Oh, fuck, man, this is easy. What two actors played the rivaling magicians in The Prestige?
Oh, Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo, bingo.
Damn, it's such a fucking good movie.
Yeah, it is. That's one of when the two movies came out, The Illusionist and
Prestige.
The Prestige. The Prestige is way better, though.
So dope.
Do you like The Illusionist?
I like The Illusionist a little, but it
doesn't compare.
Was eclipsed by The Prestige.
Yeah, it doesn't even compare. Nothing compares. Nothing compares to you.
In you.
Who played Neo in the Matrix trilogy? Wow.
My favorite man, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I take that. Might as well just burnt that card. Oh, by the way, Josie from the main show suggested we do this, so if this is awful, blame her.
Who co-wrote and starred in Hot Fuzz?
Oh, Simon Pegg.
Bingo.
Yeah, dude, I'm killing it, man. Fuck yeah. This is probably only fun for us.
Yeah.
Who is Scarlett's first husband who died in the Civil War in Gone with the Wind? Ooh, good luck, bitch.
He died?
Spoilers, yes.
First, you gotta read them. Okay. Because I know Rhett Butler, but that's her fucking...
Rhett Butler is one of the...
No.
Okay, Charles Hamilton.
Fuck me.
Brent Tarleton or Bay Wilkes. It's B-E-A-U. I don't know if
that's... Bo Wilkes.
Oh, wow. This is the bad part about doing a trivia show on I Can't Read, and I'm dumb. I also kind of worried about doing this episode because I'm like, I'm going to look like a real asshole. People are like, why do you even do a podcast?
Honestly, not Rhett Butler, the one after him.
Charles Hamilton?
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Fuck me, man. That's bullshit. That was a fucking out of the ass one right there.
Yeah, it really was. Right out of the old pooper.
Go ahead. The old butthole here. Next on the list here. In this film series, what was Rambo's first name?
John?
Bingo.
Yeah, right on, dude.
John Rambo.
I'm actually kind of killing it right
now.
Damn
it.
Although I think you're winning. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Who played Agent J in Men in Black? I should just give you 2-point cards this whole time, I guess.
Will Smith.
Yeah.
Give me that damn card, bitch.
Piece of shit.
All right. Here's a big one.
Okay.
Just how it starts. Which 1986 comedy movie carried the tagline, "One man's struggle to take it easy"?
Oh, God. I want to say, what about Bob, but I'm going to go with I'm not sure and get Reby the answers.
Caddyshack, Coming to America, Love Actually, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Bingo.
Sick.
Gotta point you, big douche.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go with fucking, whatchamacallit, what about Bob? All right, ready?
Yeah.
You dumb asshole. What the fuck? Who played the Joker in Tim Burton's Batman? Just take the 2 points.
All right. God damn it. Well, all right.
Who was it? Jackie Gleason. Like, everyone knows that.
Everyone knows it was Sam Elliott.
It was Jack Nicholson. Go ahead.
Okay. Bingo. Oh, here's an easy one.
Doubt it.
Who played Steve... Oh, my God. I can't... All right. Who played Steve Biko in the film Cry Freedom?
Well, give me the answers. What the fuck? This is insane. Have you even heard of that movie? Cry Freedom?
All right. Lawrence, it's an older film.
Okay.
Keep that in mind.
All right.
But not too old.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
Lawrence Fishburne, Will Smith, Morgan Freeman, Denzel Washington.
Oh, man. Morgan Freeman?
Denzel?
Fuck.
Tried to get it right in the middle for you.
Yeah. All right.
Like, son of a bitch.
What was the last movie in which Roger Moore played James Bond?
Roger Moore. Yo. No clue. Let's read those off.
Diamonds Are Forever. Octopussy.
Continue.
A View to Kill. Moonraker.
Moonraker?
No. View to Kill. Boom. Bam. In the fucking trash where you belong.
All right. One. Continue.
Go ahead. It's your turn. All right,
let's
bitch.
See what we get for you.
All right.
Which film during Tom Hanks' his Oscar in 94?
Oh, motherfucker. I don't think it was Forrest Gump, but it might have been Forrest Gump. Did Forrest Gump come out in 94? I want to say Forrest Gump. I'm going with Forrest Gump.
Bingo.
Yeah, right on. Where's my two piles? Oh, yeah, it's
yeah,
the fat one.
The small one.
No,
yeah.
It's the fat
the
one.
Tiny
I only got,
one with
I've only got
in
one
it.
Point. Ooh, all right. okay, so in which animated film does Steve Carell play the role of Gru?
Really?
Blow my brains out.
Read them off.
You don't know.
Gru?
Yeah. You want
no
me to read
No fucking
them?
Clue.
Okay. Shrek, Up, Alice in Wonderland, or Despicable Me?
Despicable Me?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, I have no fucking clue who Gru is.
But, I mean, think about all the animated movies he's done.
I thought
done,
about the names.
Which is just Despicable Me, I'm pretty sure. What else has he been in that's animated?
I have no clue.
I don't think he's been in anything else.
I just had to hear the names.
Go ahead.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Here we go. What is the name of Quint's boat in Jaws?
Oh, damn it. It's not the Mariner. I think that was in fucking Waterworld. Oh, son of a bitch. I look like a real dickhead right now. I want to say the Orca, but I don't think it was. Was it the Orca?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, cool. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Good job, dude.
Boom, I'm getting those 2-pointers, even though I'm about to talk myself out of them.
Yeah.
What was the first sequel to win an Oscar?
Ever?
That would be the first, dickhole.
Really?
Can you use the question in a sentence?
I just like, what's the first sequel ever to win an Oscar, ever? Fuck me in the ass. Like, what the fuck kind of shit is that?
By the way, you can be playing along at home. I encourage you not to use the internet.
Okay, well, get me the fucking...
Okay, Rocky 2, Godfather 2, Die Hard 2, or Rambo 2?
Godfather 2?
Duh.
Okay.
Yeah, don't be an idiot.
Don't be an idiot. I was like, what's the oldest one on the list? I'll know them all.
Yeah.
Oh, who directed Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets?
Oh, motherfucker.
You big dumb moron.
I'm not
going to
get this one off the bat, and I probably will get this one. Probably be a trash card. Go ahead.
Okay. Chris Columbus, Mike Newell, Alfonso.
Was it Chris Columbus?
Cuaron. Yeah.
Okay. That one sounded the most familiar.
That's shocking.
Yeah, right?
The last one sounded better.
Motherfuck my life. Dude, who directed the film Inglourious Basterds?
Oh, fucking, it's like a Q and a T, like a cock and turd in Reno.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino. You turd. You're going to win by fucking just the fact that you get the easiest cards ever. I've known all these fucking answers.
Yeah, it's all you, yeah.
Fuck off.
Which of these films starred the late Philip Seymour? Oh my God, look at Seymour Hoffman.
Okay, well, this sucks.
And was released in late 2014. I can give you a little hint on this. It was his last film.
I want to say The Master, but I don't know. Give me is The Master on there?
On the list? Do you want the list?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, that's weird. But I should know from the 2014.
The list is hilarious.
Okay.
Capote?
No.
The Master, A Most Wanted Man, or Boogie Nights?
Fuck, it was The Master, wasn't it?
Most Wanted Man.
Wow, okay, right on.
That was where he played a fucking Russian.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you would know that.
Uh-huh.
Which of these 2013 movie stars Christian Bale, Bradley Cooper, and Amy Adams? You got like the same kind of question.
Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Christian Bale.
Christian Bale.
Oh, good for you.
Christian Bale.
We are done
Amy
professionally,
Adams.
Mate. Do I come to your job? What? Okay, Oblivion, The Great Gatsby, American Hustle, or Thor the
American
Dark
Hustle.
World? Yeah. Put that in your one pile.
Fucking, it's still growing.
Yeah, mine isn't. Go ahead.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Yep.
Who played Jake Blues in the 1980 film The Blues Brothers?
Oh, fuck.
Only two of them.
I know. It was the dude from Ghostbusters 2, right?
What are you asking?
Wasn't it Dan Aykroyd?
Final answer or not?
Yeah.
Nope.
Fuck.
It was John Belushi.
Damn it.
The other one.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do the twos if I'm not like legit on them.
Yeah, and I was gonna say I think it's Belushi, but
just
I was like,
hit
I'm
me with a one,
sure,
dude.
Fucking, okay.
One better than none.
The 1964 film Zulu is set in which country?
Fucking read it.
England, Canada, South Africa, or Australia?
South Africa.
Damn it! I was hoping you get a trash card.
Yes.
Good.
I was hoping you get a trash card. Who directed the 2013 movie The Hobbit? The Desolation of Smaug.
Peter Jackson?
Yeah.
Good old PJ.
And you're like, was it a trick director?
Yeah. No, he was actually second director. Who won an Oscar in 2005 for Best Actress in Million Dollar Baby?
Hilary Swank.
Nice. I wouldn't have known that. Go ahead. I do know that she bit off her tongue after she fell on that stool, trying to swallow it.
Yeah, sure.
She swallowed it. Yeah, bitch took the whole eight. That's a Dr. Dre lyric.
Okay, what action movie hero star was played by Sylvester Stallone?
Oh, man, I hope it's Rambo.
Bingo.
Okay, cool. I was like, he's played a lot?
But that's a big one.
Yeah, true. Okay, who directed the film Braveheart? Fuck off. This is insane.
Is it?
You don't have to keep churching it up. Just tell me.
Wait, actually, I'm kind of like thinking, like, am I nervous because it stars Mel Gibson? But was it directed by Mel Gibson?
I don't know. You have to fucking make the choice.
Mel Gibson.
Yeah. I was trying to throw
you. Bitch.
Yeah, I know. Good.
All right. Holy fuck cock. Oh, here's a how to play card.
All right.
I'm just saying I got it. What is the name of Jack and Dina's cat in Meet the Parents?
Jinxie?
Yeah, Mr. Jinx. I'll take
Jinxie. Jinxie cat, where are you?
Read a card.
Okay. Who played Bella in the Twilight film series?
That would be Kristen Stewart.
Sure fucking is.
Boop, number two right there. Card. Hot two. Give me a hot two there.
Hot two.
Willem Dafoe plays David Caravaggio in what film?
Oh, I feel like, are they all, are the films that it lists all his?
Like, are they, is he a main character in all four films?
Yeah, I feel like,
no.
I want to say it's Boondock, but I don't think it's Boondock. Go ahead, read.
This Sporting Life, My Left Foot, Brazil, or The English Patient?
I don't know any of these. English Patient?
Bingo. Okay, cool. Got that one. I kind of handed you that one.
How so?
With my voice.
Fuck
in my
you.
Eyes.
No,
you
didn't.
Looked in my eyes. You saw the sadness.
You just gave me bedroom eyes.
Is it my turn to read?
Yeah.
Wait.
No.
No. Yeah, motherfucker.
You're the dumb one.
Yep.
Which silver screen star played Proximo in Gladiator? Good fucking luck.
Proximo?
Yeah, Proximo.
Proximo. Good, read them.
Okay. Peter O'Toole, Oliver Reed, Alec Guinness, or Lawrence Oliver?
Read them again.
Peter O'Toole, Oliver Reed, Alec Guinness, Lawrence Oliver.
No clue. Lawrence Oliver.
No. Okay. Oliver Reed. Trash where you belong. Go ahead.
All right. I got this one for you here.
Right in the can.
Which movie villain wears a hockey mask to hide their face?
Jason.
Yep. Go.
Yeah, that was a twofer, bitch.
Move it.
Okay. Who portrayed Malcolm X in Spike Lee's autobiographical film?
Denzel Washington.
It's insane. It's like they want me to lose.
Okay, cry about it a little more.
I will.
Which actor played Garth in Wayne's World?
Oh, my
God. Are you serious?
God. Oh.
It's handing you ones, too.
I know. Ah, man.
Mike Myers and...
I know. I was like, is it Dana Carvey? Yeah, okay.
All right. I gave that to you. You remember this. You remember this victory.
I will.
Sweet, sweet Tony.
Okay. And what movies... In what movie is the main character a young boy named Kevin McAllister? Wow.
Home Alone.
Yeah. You're like, oh, The Good Son? Fuck. Is
I
it
have
saved?
No clue. Who directed the 1971 film A Clockwork Orange?
Oh, Stanley Kubrick?
Bingo.
Yay.
I was like, when I said 71, I'm like, oh, God, I feel bad for him. Then I was like, oh, Clockwork Orange.
Yeah, he can handle this one. His little dumb brain can get through this. The movie High Fidelity is based on a book by which author?
Oh, for fuck's sake, read them.
George Bernard Shaw, Dave Eggers, Nick Hornsby, or Stephen Frears?
Nick Hornsby?
Yeah, damn.
Cool.
That's bullshit. That's honestly, that's bullshit.
It sounded familiar. Good. Okay. Hugh Jackman is best known for which X-Men? Here you go.
Wolverine.
Sneakity
snack.
Pass that right to you.
In what year did The Deer Hunter win the best film Oscar?
Motherfucker.
Yeah, you should know this because this is one of your favorite flicks.
Yeah, it doesn't mean I know what year it fucking won. Fuck, read the years, idiot.
1988, 1968, 1958,
1978. 78.
Fuck.
Give me that, bitch. I knew a decade.
You're a dumpster fire.
Whatever. Hot dude. Who directed
nice.
This one you'll love. Who directed The Hunger Games?
What the fuck ever?
I'm gonna read those right off.
Yeah.
Here. James Cameron, Steven Spielberg,
no.
Gary Ross, or Fergal Reilly.
Oh fuck, Gary Ross.
Bingo.
Okay, I was like, it was Fraggle
you
Rock, wasn't
guessed
it?
That one right off.
Yeah,
the ass.
Totally. Do you know that? Fuck no. Oh yeah, the directing stylings. Oh,
yeah.
Fuck off. Who loses a hand at the end of Empire Strikes Back?
Was it fucking Luke Starvader?
Yeah, Luke Starkiller.
Yeah.
That was his original name. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why Family Guy named Blue Harvest Blue Harvest?
I forget why, but there's a reason.
Yeah, for Return of the Jedi, that was the code name they were using for the script and for the film production was Blue Harvest.
Clever.
Mm-hmm.
Who played
19 extra points for me.
Oh, this is kind of fucking tricky. Who played a younger version of Tommy Lee Jones in Men in Black 3? You got to really rack your brain back to that.
I didn't watch that movie. I don't think I watched that movie.
All right, here they are. Oh, they don't even make sense.
Is it his son? Does he have a son?
No. Like, okay. You think about kind of how Tommy Lee Jones is a douchebag.
Mm-hmm.
And then James Franco, Nick Cage, Matt Dillon, or Josh Brolin?
Oh, I don't think it's Matt Dillon. I don't think it's Franco. What were the other two?
Nick Cage or Josh Brolin?
Rolling.
Bingo.
Okay. That was a hard one.
I know.
What kind of animal is King Kong?
Are you serious?
It's insane.
Like, do you need me to, like, it's a gorilla? Like, a great ape? What do you want me to call
it? It's a gorilla.
God damn. I'm
about to say a silverback, huh? Trash.
Fucking idiot.
Go ahead.
Stupid idiot, not even close. Actor Anthony Daniels is best known for starring in as what Star Wars character?
C-3PO?
Bingo.
Bam. Okay, cool. Redeemed myself.
Yeah, I know.
Who played Ferris Bueller in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, that would be Matthew Broderick, sir.
Sure would.
Thank you.
He's also in Godzilla.
Dude, these twos are getting so heavy, they're falling over.
Yeah, I know. I can see my table's weighted now.
Yep. Go ahead. Okay, here we go. Another easy one for you here.
You spelled Knuckle with a K?
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay. Who played the pilot Maverick in Top Gun?
Tom Cruise.
Bingo. A couple of fucking
fat really hoping it
here.
Wasn't Goose. Who directed Blazing Saddles?
Oh, fuck me. I have to read them.
Barry Levinson, Mel Brooks, Billy Wilder, Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith, you fucking wish.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, what color is Mike in the movies Monster Inc.? Think quick. Not like, I mean, don't think too fast.
I feel like, yeah, Sully was the blue one, Mike was green?
Bingo.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm like, don't say it because the big blue one.
Yeah. So, well, I was like, right when I remembered his name is Sully, I was like, okay, I got this in the bag. And which year was Skyfall released?
Fuck, read it.
2011, 2012, 2010, 2009.
Fuck.
Yeah, those are all really close. Yeah, those are literally a year off from each other.
Skyfall. Okay, let me think.
Skyfall.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Isn't that the song?
Read the years.
11, 12, 10, or 9. How about this? 9, 10, 11, 12, so you can remember more.
Yeah, 9, 10, 11.
I don't know why they curveballed it and put fucking 12.
12?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wow, cool.
I can't believe I got it. So much. Jeez. You ready, you stupid piece of shit? Which of these actors played the lead role in The Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, Anthony Kropkins?
There you go, Slopkins.
Flick is the leading character in which film?
Flick?
Yeah.
The fuck is Flick?
Yeah, exactly.
Read it.
Cars, Wall-E, Monsters, Inc., A Bug's Life. I mean, the silence is great for podcasting
Cars,
and all.
Cars, Wall-E. I'm using my mind.
Talk it out, then. Yeah, talk it out. What's going on in that fucking...
No, his name was like fucking like Roadster Dickhead.
What's rattling around in that little noggin of yours?
Shut up.
Nothing.
A Bug's Life.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking one, bitch.
I knew that one offhand.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, wow. I watched that movie a lot.
You're a weird creep. Who played the title role in the 2013 film The Great Gatsby? Read those bad boys right to
you. Yeah, please.
We're going to go with Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, or Tobey Maguire.
Fuck.
You know nothing.
I know. Read them again.
You know Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio, Brad Pitt, Tobey Maguire.
I want to say it's the second one. Is it the second one?
Which one's that?
Say them again.
Say it out loud.
Say it, yeah.
Johnny Depp. I'm going to mix them up.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Mm-hmm.
Was it him?
It is.
Okay, cool.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I'm not making it easy for
I
you.
I thought it might have been Tobey Maguire, honestly. I was like, well, Spider-Man in it? And what motel is Janet Leigh killed in the movie Psycho?
Fuck.
Really? Wow. I would have gotten this one. I would
have
gotten the twofer on this
nope,
hard.
Nope, reading.
Wow, okay. Smith Motel. Bates Motel.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, Norman Bates, you idiot.
I'm sorry.
Did you know that his name stand for, Norman, and then Norma was his mom, and then the Normal, they're all variations on that.
That's clever.
Yeah.
You're going to get this one. who was opposite Jack Nicholson in As Good As It Gets?
Oh, fucking goddamn it. Helen Hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that little dog stepping over cracks and shit.
Yeah, clever.
In which decade was the classic movie Casablanca released? This is pretty easy.
No, it's not.
It definitely is. The whole decade. Just name a number with a zero attached to it. Or talk. Do anything.
I'm thinking, you fuck.
Think out loud, asshole.
I need to think with my mind.
You can think with your mouth. Just have a
no,
steady
I can't.
Flow of,
you stupid idiot.
Steady flow of consciousness right in.
50s?
No, it was the 40s. It was based in World War II anyways. Trash pile. Bitch.
Stupid idiot bitch.
Yeah, so.
Can't wait to get you a good one.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Here we go.
Who seduces Benjamin Braddock in The Graduate?
Oh, man. Teaching Mrs. Tingle. No, I'm kidding. Read them off.
Fucking Mrs. Bates, Mrs. Robinson, Mrs. O'Leary, Mrs.
Oh,
Brooks.
I thought I meant the actress. Yeah, Mrs. Robinson.
Stupid
and
idiot,
here's to
there's
you,
one.
Mrs. Robinson.
Just read
touch
the your
my
card.
Wiener, make me come.
You laugh at yourself. I won't.
That was good.
I won't.
That's a good rhyme. Travis Bickle is the main character of what gritty Martin Scorsese movie?
Taxi Driver.
Shit.
Give me a bitch.
Okay. No need for that kind of language, honestly.
Okay.
You fucking idiot.
Who played... Ah, damn it. Who played Andy Dufresne in Shawshank Redemption?
Oh, holy shit. I'm not going to remember this dude's name, though.
Cool.
Go ahead. Yeah, I know he's in the Hudsucker Proxy.
Wow.
You seen that?
William Sadler, Clancy Brown, Morgan Freeman, Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins.
Those were so similar.
Yeah, I was like,
fuck me, card.
Clancy Brown?
Yeah.
And what year was Brave released?
Why? Why?
Another one I'd be rocking a twofer on.
Oh, my God.
Probably not.
Fucking, no, you wouldn't.
Ready?
Yeah.
99, 2010, 2011, or 2012?
12?
Yeah, fuck off. They're all 2012s.
Bitch.
It's like someone like that shitty fucking Cusack movie.
Complete the film title. Saving Private here.
Reynolds?
Ryan.
Here, just take it. Just eat this fucking card, you little dickhead.
God.
Which movie does Angelina Jolie play a single mom who returns home from work to find her son missing?
The Changeling.
Yeah, it's actually just Changeling. It's a 1 point because you fucked up the title. Go ahead.
Get the fuck off me, bitch. Robert Redford and Paul Newman flee to which country in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? One of my favorite films.
I definitely haven't seen it. Go ahead, hit me with the answers.
All right, we're going to go to Honduras, Nicaragua, Colombia, Bolivia.
Colombia?
Bolivia.
Fuck.
All the way dead.
You're fucking trash.
Idiot, bro. Dumb idiot.
Yeah, I am. Okay.
I love you. I'm sorry.
I love you, too. Which film by the Coen brothers featured narration by Sam Elliott?
Big Lebowski.
True Dat.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Flip it over here.
Yeah, you got to read it right side up. You're not the fucking scribbler.
In which movie did Kim Basinger play a Bond girl?
A Bond girl?
Kim Basinger play a Bond girl.
I don't even know who the fuck that is. Hit me with the fucking...
She's a girl.
Are they all Bond movies, too, that they're going to say? It's not like fucking Dumb and Dumber.
Octopussy, For Your Eyes Only... Never Say Never Again, Moonraker.
Never Say Never Again?
You got a point for that, you guesser McGessie. Yeah. Blind Guessy McBlind.
Yeah, honestly. In which city does Spider-Man live and protect?
Oh, New York.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to say Queens. I'm like, no, fuck boy.
That's a fucking borough, you moron.
Oh, you're so dumb. I said city.
Who played Vito Corleone in The Godfather?
Oh, shit. Is he the older one or is he the younger one?
Am I allowed to just give you fat fucking clues about the character that Marlon I'm Brando? Referring? You're right, just by pure happenstance.
Well, no, you didn't tell me the clue.
Vito is like, he is the Don. Yeah.
Vito Corleone. Yeah, no, but who was...
Michael Corleone.
Michael, yeah, okay. He was also an angel.
Just...
Well, who played Jason Bourne in The Bourne Identity?
Oh, man, damn it.
Nice. We all have seen Team America.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Go ahead, you brick. Right.
Got this here. Complete Buzz Lightyear's to infinity and
beyond. Right. Bitch. That's what he said.
Yeah, I actually put it in the one pouch. You added bitch.
David Fincher directed which big hit film in 2010?
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Cause
someone's getting a one pointer.
I don't think Girl with the Dragon Tattoo was out yet.
Oh, was it?
Continues.
True Grit, Tangled, Black Swan, or The Social Network?
The Social Network.
Yep. That's a one for...
Thank you.
You shitty, shitty person.
I'm not a shitty person. I'm smart. I'm really smart. Which Die Hard movie also had Sam Jackson in it?
Oh, fuck me. Running. Okay.
There's a lot of them.
I know. It's not one.
Cool. Good call.
I haven't really seen...
It wasn't Buddy Cop in the first one.
Was it three?
No, I mean, you have to name the title of the film.
Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Bingo.
Yeah. Cool. That was a twofer, dude.
Yeah. Great for you.
I don't even know if I saw that movie.
I hate you.
In what movie does Kevin Spacey dream about a nude high school girl covered in rose petals?
American Beauty.
Wow. Yeah, the other one was fucking Seven.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Sick as fuck. All right. who played Gollum in The Lord of the Rings?
Oh, Andy Serkis.
Bingo.
Yeah, dude. We talk about him a lot, though. That's why.
He cool dude.
Who played Judge Dredd in the 1995 movie of the same name?
Sylvester Stallone.
Yep. You didn't say that right. One.
Marilyn Monroe starred in which of these classic movies?
Oh, damn. Well, I don't know which one they're going to name, but I'm assuming Some Like It Hot. If it's not on there, then you have to read them to me.
No, it is.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Done and done. It was like Citizen Kane, Some Like It Hot.
Rosebud. Who won the Academy Award for Best Actor in 1980 playing Jake LaMotta in Raging Bull? That's easy.
Oh, De Niro.
Yeah. Well, Robert won.
Shut the fuck up. who directed the movie E.T.?
Spielberg.
His name's Steven Spielberg. That's one.
Okay. That was an Amblin banner movie.
Continue.
I'm just saying. Wasn't it Amblin? Or did Amblin come out after that? That might have been a Universal.
I have no idea.
Amblin was his production company that I think he started after.
Had ET in it.
So probably not then. Who played the male lead in Terminator Salvation, Avatar, and Clash of the Titans?
Oh, this fucking guy.
Yeah, this fucking no name.
Fucking no name.
Barely
dude.
Works.
Continue.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No.
Chase Crawford.
No.
Christian Bale.
No.
Sam Worthington.
Yep.
Yeah, you gotta reach for it.
I fucking hate you. Complete the title of the Madagascar sequel, Escape to.
Oh, fuck. I hope it's not Madagascar. Is it New York? L.A.?
Nope. Those are you've guessed yourself right into a zero.
What
Africa.
Was it? Oh, Escape to Africa.
That's where they're from.
Madagascar's in Africa?
Nope. What?
Is it his own country?
Just move
is
on.
Africa's a continent, isn't it?
Yes.
Is it Madagascar in Africa?
I thought Madagascar was an island.
We're both idiots. Finding Dory is a sequel to which animated film?
Finding Nemo.
It's actually Nemo.
I said Nemo.
Nemo.
Your turn?
Yeah.
Now let's see you redeem yourself from the fuck pit.
Yeah, fuck off.
In which movie did Brad Pitt play the role of Mickey O'Neill?
Oh, shit. Fucking Moneyball?
Man, you're just a fucking guess machine. Snatch.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
like the Pikey, dude.
What was his name in fucking something Butler?
What? Like
know.
Alan Butler, like something regular.
You're a stupid
regular.
Dad. You're a stupid dad. Why'd you fuck everything up for us in our life, you stupid dad?
You better stop being so cavalier, dude. You're getting a couple of zeros.
Yeah, Shakespeare in Love starred which award-winning actress? We knew you were going to win this anyways. Fuck off.
Continue.
Shakespeare in Love starred which award-winning actress?
You're going to have to list them. Cause
Scarlett Johansson, Gwyneth Paltrow, Angelina.
Give me it.
That's a one for, though.
At least it's one, you fucking moron. Who is Lightning McQueen's love interest in the Cars movie?
Oh, fuck. Was it Speedy McFucking Douchey? I was kidding.
Them.
I know.
I was like...
You named one. You're like, well, he was named Speedy McCocksucker.
I'm also going to, like, feed it to you a teeny bit.
Okay.
Lizzie, Flo, Holly Shiftwell, or Sally Carrera?
Sally Carrera?
Bingo.
Okay, right on. That's
the only one that sounds sexy.
Yeah.
Shiftwell? Really?
Oh, that sounds kind of hot.
Shifter off?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Touching his little fucking...
Shift knob?
Yeah. Complete this film title. I Know What You Did Last.
It's one of the Four Seasons.
Yeah, okay, you got that going for you.
Fucking A. It's hot. It's hot. It's hot.
I don't know. Temperate, I'd
Could
say.
Could be cold, maybe?
Sometimes.
Huh?
Depending on where you are.
Summer.
Yeah. I Know What You Did Last Winter. When you hit that patch of black
him.
Ice and you
I
hit that
him.
Fucking
idiot.
That sailor.
What did Freddy Krueger have attached to his fingernails in Nightmare on Elm
Knives!
Street?
Knives!
There you go.
Yeah, dude. Dude, my fucking two piles getting huge.
Yeah, kind of.
Not as big as yours. That's what she said. What is the name of the rabbit that Donnie keeps seeing in Donnie Darko?
Frank.
Yeah, you would. I would hope you would know that. I'd rip that patch right off your fucking dumb jacket.
Shut up. Who does Ben Stiller pine for in There's Something About Mary?
Mary.
Name the actress.
Oh. Oh, fuck. How can I... No. My brain.
I can read them before you blab it.
Hold on. I know the actress's name, though. Oh, my God. I see her in my head right now. She was in Bad Teacher. Oh, fucking God damn it. You're going to read the name
take
of it.
Take your
like,
time.
Duh, go
no,
ahead.
Take your time.
Yeah, read them. Wait. I swallowed your cum, David. I ate your cum. Oh, she was in The Mask.
She's everywhere,
she's
man.
In a lot of shit, man. She was in Something About Mary. She puts cum in her hair. Dude, she likes cum a lot.
Yeah.
Sounds like...
You're going to hit yourself in the face.
I know, dude.
If you have to have these listed.
I know, and everyone's like, I can't believe this fucked this movie. I'm turning this off right now. Oh, God. If I could burn a podcast, I would, but unfortunately, it only exists on the internet. Cameron Diaz.
Bingo.
Bam.
Bingo, bango.
I can't believe I pulled that one out.
That's incredible.
Who directed the movie Iron Man 3? You should know this.
Oh, fuck me. What's that dumb asshole's name that made one good movie? God damn it. Read them off.
Okay, John Favreau, Shane Black, John...
Shane Black.
Go ahead. We're almost done with the game,
next
folks.
Next on my list, Heath Ledger was nominated for Best Actor in 2005 for what film? 2005.
Yeah, 06 was Dark Knight, right?
It was a 2005 Oscar nomination.
Read them. Oh, wait. Fucking Brokeback Mountain.
Bingo.
Yeah.
See, I'm a helper.
But 2006
dude.
Was
I love
Dark
you.
Knight.
Helper.
No, you just said 2005. You didn't say, like, no.
I said halt. Don't think just Dark Knight.
Halt, who goes there? Remember that's what you'd say to Archer and Small Soldiers?
Yeah.
Halt, who goes there? Hello, friend. I am Archer, ready to learn and be killed by Chip Hazard, the leader of the Commando Elite.
I am the commander of the Gorgonites.
I am the commander of the Gorgonites. Here's my weird friend that spins around and throws shit. Yeah, who played the male lead in the 2013 film Gravity?
Male lead?
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in that movie?
Sure is.
Oh, God.
Really?
George Clooney.
Oh, man. I was hoping that you'd fuck that up.
It's a dude, and I know him.
I was like,
I want him.
Wow. All
right. Who eats a fish called Wanda in A Fish Called Wanda?
What was it? What?
Who eats a fish called Wanda in the movie A Fish Called Wanda?
Have you even heard of that?
I don't know what this is. Okay. This is a weird card.
Go ahead.
Ken, Wanda, Archie, or Otto?
Oh, wow. Ken?
Nope.
Archie.
It's Otto.
Otto.
Otto. Oh, from hot, that movie.
Hot trash pile.
Holy shit, man.
Four Weddings and a Funeral was released in which year?
You're going to have to hit me with those.
Saved all the good ones for last, I guess. 2003, 1989, 1999, 1994.
1994?
Wow, that's so dumb that you would get
that. That was a guesser, bro.
God, you should start playing darts with your fucking eyes closed.
I know. Who played young Indiana Jones in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
Okay, well, it wasn't Shia LaBeouf.
Good start.
You're going to have to read them because I have no idea.
Okay.
And it's been a while since I've seen that, too. Oh, no.
Oh, such a dope answer, too.
Really?
Yeah. Jonathan Lipnicki, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Christian Slater, or River Phoenix?
Oh, is it River?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I love it. It was a dope fucking little role for him.
Yeah, for sure. You like River
How many
Phoenix.
You have left? Two?
I have one, two, three, four. I have five.
I have two.
Okay. I caught what you said. So here's another one. Okay. I don't know what it is.
All right.
And then
work.
Now I have four. You have three. So I'm going to go now.
Yep.
And then we're tied.
Yep.
Who starred in the lead role opposite Scarlett Johansson in 2003 movie Lost in Translation?
Oh, that was Bill Murray.
Yeah. Or Blue from the Jungle
That's
Book.
Not the
I also would have.
In which
accepted.
94 film did Bruce Willis appear as the boxer Butch Coolidge?
Oh, son of a bitch. Was it Pulp Fiction?
Yep. Yeah, your two pals so huge, dude.
I know, dude. Alan Rickman plays which character in the Harry Potter films?
Professor Snape.
Yep. Can you give me a first name?
No, I'm not giving you his fucking first name.
This has both.
Is it really written?
Yeah.
First name.
Yeah, it wasn't Professor, I'll tell you that much. Fuck
boy.
Oh,
my God. Severus.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking card.
I would have given you the one had you not been able to get both.
You stupid. Who directed the film 2001 A Space Odyssey?
Oh, motherfuck me.
Well?
Oh, man. Oh, read them.
All right. We're going with Spielberg, Oliver Stone, Stanley Kubrick, Norman Jewison.
Now, it sucks because Stanley Kubrick came to mind, but I feel like it's Oliver Stone.
It's Stanley Kubrick.
Fuck. All right. Damn it. I knew I should have fucking went with my fucking stupid
fucking
guts.
Fuck.
No, it's not your turn yet. Who played the role of Superman in the 2013 movie Man of Steel?
Henry Cavill. That's a twofer for me. What is the name of Atticus Finch's daughter in To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh, son of a bitch. Go ahead and read them. It's not
Violet,
hold them.
Violet, Boo, Gem, or Scout?
Scout.
Yep.
I almost said Boo.
I
was
know.
Like, no,
was
that's
like,
Monsters, Inc.
I was like, settle down.
Who directed Wall Street Platoon, JFK, and Born on the 4th of July?
Oliver Stone.
Yeah. All
right. My twofer.
All right, now we're going to count up the twofers.
Counting the twofers.
All right.
Two.
Yeah. Count your twofers first, and then your
so
ones.
So heavy, it hurts my wrist.
Yeah, I bet.
So I count them as a one?
No, you count these as 2 points each. Do you know how to count by twos?
Shut up, please.
Okay.
I'm counting.
So this is going to be a really awkward part of the podcast where you just hear Tony and I breathe or slowly count out loud.
8, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12, 12
calculator. 32, 34, 36, 38, 40, 42, 44, 46, 48, 50, 52, 54, 56, 58. All right, I got a hot 60 for my twos. We tied.
No, wait. How's that possible?
Sorry, what do you mean?
Did I have 58?
Oh, I fucking beat you on our twos. But you definitely got me on the ones. All right.
Count.
Oh, fuck off for real. You're going to take more time out. Oh, my God. I hate your guts. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All right. So I got 11 ones. I'm at a total of 71. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Okay, so my count was right. I'm at 71. What do you got?
75.
Fuck yourself.
Bingo.
Go burn books. Oh, I hate this. We didn't bet anything for this.
Yeah, you are going to blow me now.
Oh, all right, unzip it. Let me see that python. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this lovely game show.
Fun.
Yeah, yeah, we should definitely
Dude,
do this.
Dude, you're so close. That shouldn't be even possible. You know what I mean?
That is insane, but I did play this game before.
Oh.
But honestly, not much came into help for me. Except for
your
this,
brain is so...
The C-3PO card was like the only one, because I did get that wrong last time.
Yeah. Which, that must have sucked for you.
Oh, I got made fun of quite a bit.
Well, who'd you play this with? Is it a group or a twofer?
It was just, yeah, Josie Dunn. All
right.
That's why she was like, you and Tony should do this. And she's like, and I gave you a leg up by playing with you first.
Yeah, and it didn't help.
And no, I still lost. But I was, hey,
you were
man.
So close.
I did pretty well.
Third time,
so
if you want.
I think that we'll try to do this more often if you guys enjoyed it. I mean, no one's going to tweet at me.
Please tweet us and let us know.
Because
you
don't. Yeah,
it.
You're like, ooh, Jesus Christ, that was rough. Hopefully you got enjoyment out of playing along with us. Hopefully someone listens to this and just isn't fucking, you know, no, like falls into
You're
the...
You're going to have to not put this as an episode, right?
Nethers. Oh, yeah, it's episode...
But I mean, you should explain special edition trivia game only.
Well, no, I'm going to say let the games begin.
That... all right.
That's the name of the episode. It's episode 115. Fuck you.
I hope everyone doesn't just bail after... 2 seconds of it.
I believe it still counts as a play, so I'm okay with that.
Okay.
All right. Fine. As long as we get those numbers, people.
All right. I got to go eat spaghetti.
Yeah, he's going to make some spaghetti. So next week, we are going to be doing Test of Tony, 40 Days and 40 Nights, and Movie of the Week, They Look Like People. Genre 5, I'm going to do favorite anime or favorite Nickelodeon shows from the 90s. That cool with you?
Yeah, it's
are
cool.
Are you familiar with those?
Yeah, I was alive.
Oh, man. Shows from the 90s. All right, so yeah, Test of Tony, 40 Days and 40 Nights, which is on Netflix, and I take it They Look Like People is as well.
Yeah.
What the fuck's that about?
I think it's about a guy who's like at this party and he starts getting these calls like warning him of this like mass fucking like these strange calls being like, dude, you need to leave, like the world's ending, like shit's not what it seems, like go, run, run, run.
Well, that
like,
sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Genre 5's favorite Nickelodeon shows from the 90s. Thanks for listening, and until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.